Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Atlanta, round two, here we come. Welcome back down Pit Row, race fans. It's your host Ralph. Excited to be talking NASCAR once again. Hopefully you guys had a fantastic holiday weekend, but now we're back on it. This is Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. We talk about sports and fantasy sports, now NASCAR too. You guys can grow and learn with me. I want to be the black guy that talks NASCAR, so I'm on that mission. But in that mission, we're going to become subject matter experts, just like we are with football and baseball, which are some of the other podcasts that you might listen to here at Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Guys, I have a website. It's www.tigerbombsae.com. And you can listen to all of the podcasts there, including this one. You can search for me anywhere that you listen to podcasts in an app, like Spotify or iTunes. Again, just search Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. You can find us, like and subscribe, listen to us there. Maybe you can catch it on YouTube. Can like and subscribe our page there and listen too. Once we get into football, we'll have like on our Tiger Bomb page, we'll have like actual football video. You'll see my ugly mug. But anyways, long welcome. Lots of ways to stay in contact with us if that's what y'all want to do. But let's talk about the racing. We're at this critical point now where we're heading up to the finish of the regular season. We're well over the halfway hump. We're getting back to repeat tracks now. This is the first of it. We're headed back to Atlanta. Before we talk about that, though, we do need to review Road America last week. Fun race, road race, not a lot of road courses in the NASCAR Sprint Cup series or NASCAR in general, but it's always exciting to watch the cars go left and right. It's a 4-mile course, just 62 laps, but it's 250 miles, plenty of racing, a lot of turns. So if we get into this one very quickly, 15 laps in stage one, we go green with Elliott and Briscoe battling to start. It's narrow, but there are two lines developing at certain points on the track. Kyle Busch and Eric Almirola slam into each other, but we stay green off turn five. That will be a theme, turn five. Kyle, trying to pass Byron in the 24, gets into him, which just sends him into Eric. Not much changing up front through 12 of 15 in stage one. Chase wants to bring it in and Chase Elliott and make adjustments, and they finally do here after building a big enough lead. This probably gives Briscoe the stage, but this is best for business for Chase Elliott. They can run this next stage really well if they go in here, so they do. Briscoe indeed gets the stage win with Austin Cindric in second. We go green in stage two with Elliott and Reddick up front. Larson up front now with his teammate Elliott, Chastain and Reddick behind them. A bit of contact now, lap 18. Logano and Bubba Wallace bump and spin. Reddick slides past Larson, who has problems with the same corner as Wallace and Logano. We're talking turn five. Five laps to go in stage two now. Two to go. Reddick, Larson, and Chastain took the pit. Stick to what the 9 is doing is basically what everybody else is thinking. This is shortly before the end of the stage. Blaney stays out. Joey Hand stays out, and he's second. Blaney takes the stage. Hand is second. Now Blaney starts 23rd in stage 3 since he stayed out before and he needed to pit. So did it really help him? Final stage now. Elliott and Reddick up front. Larson is third. Now let's see who's willing to take some more chances. Turn 5 bites Larson now. He loses several spots and is down to 4th. Bubba into the gravel, but we're still green with 28 to go. Larson nudges Chastain off the track a bit, 26 to go. Elliott still strong up front. Now we can get into the final pits, lap 20. The 8 is fast off pit row. What a race, you guys. Elliott barely gets off pit row in front of Tyler Reddick. Just literally racing down pit row. Such fun stuff. These two are battling hard. 9 might have an issue. But the 8 doesn't care. He's right on them. They speed by Logano. 18 to go now. Feels like the 9 is settling in on those tires now. The 8 slips by with 17 to go, but the 9's right there working the turns. Reddick is in front of him, but it's close. They're running 4 and 5. Hamlin and Hand up front. Burton out front, but he needs to pit soon. Hamlin and Hand pit with 16 to go. Burton stays out, so he's in the lead with 8 and 9 are 2 and 3 now. Reddick passes Burton, and now Elliott also. 15 to go. Chase Elliott working on closing the gap. Just a second, 1 second lead with 13 laps to go. With 8 to go, Reddick still out front and Elliott chasing. No one else around these guys now. Chase Elliott can't close the gap, though, any narrower than 6/10 of a second. Austin Dillon loses the left front, the teammate of Reddick. 2 to go. He's limping around. Reddick hoping to catch the white flag. So we see Dillon pull off the track for his teammate so they don't cause the caution. Dillon gets the 3 off to like an off-track access area off turn. Good old turn 5, y'all. Fantastic move for his teammate's sake. Very savvy. RCR has the win in sights, and they take it. Tyler Reddick with the victory. First ever Cup Series race win for Tyler. This is the 5th first-time winner this year. Crazy record-breaking moments for NASCAR in this next-generation car. That's last week, and as we look forward to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, we've got the Quaker State 400. The last race here in the spring was a 500-mile race. So this is a shorter it's a different package that they're coming with, and they've got different consideration. It's newly repaved, of course. Reprofile configuration this year. We saw it in the spring. It was a different race than you're used to in Atlanta. The boys loved Atlanta before. This race was unlike any other. Byron won, but we saw cars running in packs, and we saw 46 lead changes. Wow. Stenhouse, Wallace, LaJoy ran well here last time out. Then in March, the track's asphalt was completely new and fresh and repaved, and temperatures were warm and pleasant because it started spring. But that's then. This is now. It's much warmer. That asphalt, y'all, it's been baking. It's been grilling under that southern Georgia heat for a little while now, a couple months. The track's going to be slicker and greasier. Grip might not be as easy to attain as it was in the spring here. So there's going to be some issues, and there's going to be a sense of urgency. A lot of guys on the playoff bubble, a lot of guys can still make a case for themselves with a victory. It's getting gritty. Blaney and Hendrick cars are favorites here. I, for the weekend for DraftKings, again, going to start attacking with teams because we saw some team racing here before. I want to take a real good inventory of what happened. And that's why I like Hendrick. I like Joe Gibbs here this week. And Trackhouse, I think, is coming on strong. This is a difference from what happened before. I think maybe they probably have learned a lot from running here before. And they've gotten savvier as the season's gone on. So I want to see what they can do in another shot here. Stewart Haas, I like them out of desperation. I think Harvick needs this, but I also like Custer just for his price point this week. There's a lot of soft price guys like him and Burton, and we can actually take advantage of that to fit in some of these whole teams. That's what I want to do, play these whole teams. So again, I like Hendrick, Joe Gibbs, Trackhouse, Stewart Haas. I want to play Blaney. I want to play 2311, and I want to play the Toyotas mixed, like Gibbs and 2311, with maybe Truex being the leave-off if I need to. But those are the guys that I'm most interested in this weekend. I give credence to your Eric Almirolas and your Eric Joneses. No problem with that. Almirola, based on what he did before, Jones out of desperation. It's time. Got to make a move. And they got a decent car. They've ran well at certain points this year. I think here before they ran fine. Time to see it. That's what I got for you guys this week. So enjoy the race, everybody. If you're playing DraftKings, good luck with that. And we'll reconvene and talk about it next week. Peace.
This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it,
drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.